Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Friday, July 31st. Welcome to the broadcast. Those of you who are following along at home, doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub, also qalerts.app. If you are looking for some information on Q, you might want to check out my book, Calm Before the Storm. It is the first volume in the Q Chronicles. I have 17 chapters on various subjects that Q has covered in his operation, including game theory. There's a chapter on General Flynn, a chapter on Admiral Rogers and the NSA. There is a chapter on Barack Obama and the sneaky little things he put into the Iran deal. There is also a glossary at the back of the book that has over 500 terms, abbreviations, acronyms, names, and symbols that Q uses that you may not be familiar with. The book Calm Before the Storm is available both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My theme for this broadcast is America is witnessing a brazen power grab. And last night, Q posted a link to a monologue by Tucker Carlson. It was actually hosted on a Fox website, so this video was not taken down. A lot of people were scrambling trying to figure out where the other Tucker Carlson video went because YouTube took it down. But this link, it's a little bit shorter, and Tucker explains that those who have been accustomed to running the country were removed from power, and what we're currently witnessing is their last-ditch effort to regain control. And you know what? I'm going to play a little bit of this video.
After 2 months of rioting and political chaos, there are still people out there who claim this is all about the death of George Floyd. Believe it or not, there are. Some of the people who say that may actually believe it. We're giving them the benefit of the doubt. The liberal mom who lives next door to you, for example. She's probably entirely sincere when she lectures you about the scourge of police brutality. She means it. She has no idea BLM is about anything else. We're not judging, and that's not surprising. Most Americans are nice people. They're literal and ingenuous. They tend to take claims at face value because they want to believe the best. But in this case, they are wrong. None of what you are watching is about civil rights. Violence and race baiting are the enemies of civil rights. What you're watching instead is a power grab. It's being coordinated by the most ruthless and cynical figures in American politics. They don't want you to know what they're doing. They're not honorable enough to state their intentions. They're not like you at all. When normal people want something, they can be aggressive. But the professional left never is. It's invariably passive aggressive. Their first instinct is to manipulate rather than persuade. They hide their real beliefs. They say precisely the opposite of what they mean every time. They accuse you of the crimes they themselves are committing. It makes your head spin. Arguing with them is pointless, by the way. They're nihilists. They don't believe in the existence of truth or in the fixed meaning of words. They care only about power. Democrats are working systematically to dismantle the core institutions of American life, beginning with the family and with faith. They're subverting the core system in our government, the justice system. They're nullifying laws, burning police stations, attacking courthouses, working to eliminate the legal equality of American citizens, the foundation of it all. They've systematically repurposed federal law enforcement agencies as political weapons. They have imprisoned their political opponents. Their leaders have called for making all of these changes permanent by packing the Supreme Court, packing the United States Senate, packing the electorate itself by importing tens of millions of new voters. Why are they doing all of this? They'll tell you it's to make the country better and more just, but the country isn't improving and it's not fairer. They're doing this for one reason: to ensure they have complete control of the United States. We're watching it happen right now, though almost no one ever admits it, and those who do come close to getting shut down. We can tell you stories.
Last night, Q posted this. It's a long drop, and I broke it up into four parts to make it easier to read. So I'm going to go through this little by little here, and I'll explain it as I go. All right, first line of the post is, in brackets, infiltration. Only those who could and can be controlled via blackmail or like beliefs were installed in critical leadership positions across all political and non-political control and command positions. In brackets, we have CCP. CCP necessary to ensure protective blanket insurance in brackets. Traitors everywhere. D, leadership in joint ops with China, CCP, in effort to regain power. It was never about the virus. Sequence of events. Okay, now the sequence of events here follows. General Flynn, first strike was designed to number one, cripple, number two, prevent exposure of illegal acts, Hussein, White House chain of command, in brackets, through national security, intel, in brackets, discovery, and number three, install controlled replacement, Rogue One, McMaster, that's in brackets. McMaster removal of loyalist intel community, underscore national security. Install controlled Rogue 2 COATS, DNI, prevent D-class House Senate blockade. That's in brackets. Pre-install, in brackets, Rogue 3 through 6 leads to referrals to POTUS regarding McMaster, COATS, Ray, Bolton, and others via plus, plus, plus. I don't think the plus, plus, plus indicates the Saudi royal family. It could, sometimes it does, but sometimes it signifies other things. Next line down, install controlled, in brackets, Rogue 7, Bolton. Bolton removal of loyalists, intel community, national security. Intel community, national security, White House. Essential to control, in brackets, infiltration, to prevent D-class public exposure of the true events regarding the illegal surveillance of Republican candidates, presidential candidates, 2016. Number one and number two, also the illegal surveillance of House members, 1-X or 1-X, Senate members, 1-X, journalists, 1-X, ambassadors, 1-X, plus classified 1 through 99 events. Mueller was installed, Comey was terminated and loss of power. POTUS was put inside a box to prevent counterattack, impeachment installed. Mueller termination, loss of power. POTUS inside a box, prevent counterattack. So Q has never actually given us a definitive decode of what class 1 through 99 means. Q uses this term a lot, and I have generally just interpreted it to mean that it describes a number of things that are classified, and I leave it at that. I don't try to define it any more than that because, well, a lot of people have tried, and Q has never confirmed any of the decodes. Q used the acronym CCP to indicate control and command positions. Okay, that's in this right here. Control and command positions, CCP. Interesting, because normally that signifies the Chinese Communist Party. I think the double entendre hints at who really controls U.S. politicians. So a full command and control over key positions, right, CCP, are essential if you hope to run an illegal operation and you don't want it exposed to the public or investigated by law enforcement. Traitors in government and outside the government went along with the plan. Democrat leaders collaborated with the Chinese Communist Party to take back control of the U.S. government from President Trump. The Chinese Communist Party and previous presidents jointly controlled our government. Trump took over and their reign ended, and now they're trying to get it back. President Trump's National Security Advisor, General Flynn, was going to expose that plot, so he was targeted for removal, and he was replaced with a deep state sympathizer, H.R. McMaster. McMaster worked to remove patriots in the intelligence community. A good example is Ezra Cohen Watnick, but there are others. Dan Coats, who was loyal to the deep state, was brought in as Director of National Intelligence to prevent the declassification and release of documents that would expose corruption. He effectively served as a blockade to declassification. John Bolton, Chris Wray, and other deep state sympathizers were installed in key positions to prevent the release of information about illegal activities, including but not limited to, the surveillance of presidential campaigns. Q has specifically mentioned Ted Cruz and President Trump. Journalists, members of Congress, ambassadors, and other key events. Bolton also helped facilitate the removal of people in the intelligence community, National Security Council, and other agencies. Anyone who was loyal to the president, Bolton, and people like Dan Coats and H.R. McMaster were used to help get rid of Trump loyalists. With Johnny McEntee coming on the scene in the Office of Personnel Management, loyalists are being reinstalled and deep state sympathizers are being removed from a lot of key positions, so that's working in our favor. Robert Mueller's investigation was concocted to keep President Trump under the suspicion of criminal activity and prevent him from operationalizing his plan to drain the swamp. The end of Mueller's investigation, to a degree, allowed him to go on offense, but then impeachment came up. So impeachment was just brought up as another charade to try to keep Trump boxed in and prevent him from running his game plan. All right, here's the next section. And it has a lot of C-19, just means COVID-19, or you could call it COVID if you want. If you think about the main events on the COVID timeline, you'll see that at every step, the narrative and the actions that were taken were carefully controlled, although there were mistakes and missteps by the deep state. So COVID-19 was installed as an insurance plan if the above failed. COVID-19 was installed and the impeachment and termination, loss of power, POTUS inside of a box, prevent counterattack. COVID-19, stage number one. POTUS would be informed by people in the intel community, plus the CDC, plus the World Health Organization, and security advisors that there was nothing to fear, do not close travel, do nothing. This was the political setup. Stage two of COVID-19. Would be to inform President Trump of a doomsday scenario, inaccurate, with models, fake models, predicting death count of over 1 million. This is the political force that would be used to lock down and wipe out economic and unemployment gains. Stage three of COVID-19 would be to activate controlled Democrat governors, such as the governor of New York, governor of Michigan, to spike the death count by telling nursing homes they have to accept COVID patients. Project statewide fear by presenting alarming on-the-ground conditions, hospitals, care supplies, projections. Remember in April, there were a lot of hysterical news reports about, you know, nursing staff in hospitals being overwhelmed, and a lot of those were actually staged and fake events. Stage four of COVID-19, push testing, despite the infected rate incline due to daily testing increase. The political setup. Controlled MSDNC failure to report the death count rates proportional to the infected rates. Deliberate miscounting of infected numbers, percentage, change non-positive to positive, label the death of non-COVID-19 as COVID-19, etc. Stage five, eliminate, censor any opposing views, anti-narrative. Ready when needed. Okay, so this is another contingency plan. Activate 4-year Black Lives Matter narrative. It comes around every 4 years, used as power, used as division, plus 2020 election, COVID-19 infection rates to justify close and limit until November 3rd. The first stage was to convince President Trump there was nothing to worry about, discourage him from closing borders, to foreign travel, take no action. This was intended to set him up for failure. Stage two would go in exactly the opposite direction. Health experts would predict catastrophic death rates, which would then be used to justify shutting down business activities. That would destroy the economic gains that the Trump administration had fought for the last 3 years. Stage three would have select Democrat governors force COVID patients into nursing homes to increase death rates. Media would run fake staged stories exaggerating the impact of the pandemic on healthcare systems. In stage four, the media would insist everyone be tested, knowing that at a certain point, due to herd immunity, nearly everyone that would be tested would test positive. Increased positive tests would then be used to fuel hysterical news reports of a worsening crisis, and the media would, of course, ignore the decreasing death rates. To further increase the hysteria, negative tests would be ignored or reported as positive. The deaths of people with COVID would be wrongly attributed as deaths from COVID, despite the actual cause of death. So people died in motorcycle accidents and had other traumatic deaths, but they were attributed to be COVID deaths, just to increase the numbers. Anyone who disputes the official findings of the World Health Organization or other authorities would be silenced on social media. I just had a video removed from my YouTube channel because my video disputed the official findings of the World Health Organization. And that's just what they're doing. They're removing videos, they're silencing people, they're suspending, I think Don Jr. got suspended temporarily the other night, expressing an opinion that was not the official line. Every 4 years, Black Lives Matter is operationalized to create the illusion of racial injustice and raise money for Democrat politicians. In 2020, they would be combined with COVID to draw attention away from real news events like Joe Biden's scandal with Ukraine, and they would also justify the lockdown of society until the election. All right, part three. This outlines the political advantages of the COVID scheme. So COVID-19 calculated Democrat political gain. Number one, eliminate record economic gains. Number two, eliminate record unemployment gains. Number three, shelter Joe Biden from public appearances and limit public exposure of his mental condition. Number four, shelter him from exposure regarding his crimes related to Ukraine. Narrative change, the media would focus on COVID-19. Number five, shelter Joe Biden from presidential debates. This is requested. Demands were due to COVID-19. Convenient excuse not to do debates. Delay Democrat convention. Strategic takeover of nominees post-confirmation. So Q has been telling us, and I've actually been saying for a long time, Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee. Wait for it. She's coming. After the confirmation of Joe Biden, I think they're going to push him aside and bring her in as the real nominee. Number seven, eliminate and delay President Trump's rallies, terminate the energy. So these are this is how it's going to affect the base. No rallies is going to demoralize Trump's base. Eliminate the ability for people to gather causes division, so we feel isolated. Eliminate the ability to find peace and strength in time of need. Strict church closures, right? So people who get their strength from their time with God in church, well, let's just get rid of that. Number 10, promote mail-in voting as the only safe method, bypassing national security agencies' election security measures that they installed one day after the midterm elections in 2018. Number 11, push state bailout stimulus for corrupt and bankrupt states like New York and California, plus their wish list items. Number 12, increase the national debt, placing China into a controlling debt position and regain leverage. Numbers 13 through 16 are interesting. Q says that the pandemic has actually been used as a testing ground to check citizen compliance. So 13, test conditional limits of public acceptance, obey, right? So will citizens blindly obey and do what they're told? Test conditional limits of non-public acceptance, test conditional limits of state authority, governors and mayors, test conditional limits of the media, social censorship. So they are testing all of these things to see, could they effectively censor people on social media? Would people blindly obey irrational and unreasonable mandates by governors and mayors? This post finishes up with, who benefits the most? Democrats, China, CCP. Russia is the enemy, China is our friend. All right, that's what the media and the intelligence community and the deep state have been telling us for a long time. Russia is the threat. No worries with China. In fact, we know that China has been stealing us blind. MSDNC and social media programming, all assets deployed. Everything seen yesterday, today, and tomorrow equals calculated political moves and events that are designed and launched by the Democrat Party in coordination with other domestic and foreign entities in an attempt to regain power over you. Prevent accountability, shadow presidency, Hussein in brackets, shadow government, information warfare, insurgency, your voice and your vote matters, patriots stand united, welcome to the revolution, Q. That gets us caught up to Q for today. Thank you for sharing this on social media. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, you might want to subscribe to my channel. If you'd like to support me on Patreon, the link to my Patreon page is in the description box. The link to my book, Calm Before the Storm, is also in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. I love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.